a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Can I take everyone just behind the scenes of our little studio here just a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have to.
And every day I look at Tommy and just wonder...
Saying how, full stop, end.
What is he doing here?
I'm done. Go to another song.
Okay.
Actually, speaking of a song, can you please get up on your machine there, pump up the jam? Because I feel like that.
Oh, yeah.
We need that.
We're going to need a little bit of that. Tommy loves to, he's got an interesting diet. He loves to eat sugar and lollies. He currently has a red and green snake just sitting in front of him.
And half an orange.
Yeah. Is that for your diabetes? What's that for?
That's from I like lollies, snakes and stuff.
And chocolates and lollies and more lollies and
but
some chocolates.
But you're also a gym guy now.
That's the juxtaposition of you, Tom, is you eat like that, but you are a real health geek. Early morning, go and do your gym workout. Looking good at the moment too.
Thanks, mate.
Wearing a lot of tighter T-shirts, I've noticed.
No, these are just my T-shirts.
Really?
Dude. Well, you think I'm going out and buying smaller T-shirts?
I just suggest
I think the T-shirts are just getting tighter because he's getting a bit bigger.
You can buy smaller than small, but why would I, I'm not going out buying.
But I think that you're growing mass because you're... Yeah. Pumping up the jam.
Oh, sorry. Here we go. Hang on.
Every day. Yo, pump up the jam. Yeah. Pump it up. Pump it up. Yo, I can imagine you doing your butt curls to this.
Should I? I've got a playlist. It's called Tom's Jimmy Jams. If you want to follow it on Spotify, there's none of this gear. It's all sort of early noughties, emo sort of hardcore.
It is really good. You're gaining some traction. But
I have some great news for you, Tommy. You can combine your two great loves of chocolate and lollies and sugar with the gym and getting big, pumping it up.
Bulk pumping up the jam.
Hang on. Oh,
iconic brand Milo, Tommy.
Ah, Milo.
And don't tell me you have not seen this. I know you are all over
flexing.
This.
Yeah.
I'm itching my arm.
No, you're not. You're
I'm
flexing.
Itching my... Oh, my goodness.
Milo have released...
Itch my...
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Form a line,
what's
ladies.
That on the roof? And put those guns away.
Wow.
Milo Pro Powder has been released. The same great taste as the original chocolate malt drink, but features... 15 grams of protein per glass.
Oh, get on the toilet now.
15's not that much.
Isn't that much?
So I've already got a protein guy, and his name's Bowden, the work experience kid.
Loggy and I often, when you two break off in your own little chat over there, we laugh and laugh.
We laugh because we use our own body weights and that, and you guys look like you're saying that you're, you know those guys that build at the gym, and they're like, we're natural guys, but you can tell they're not natural guys.
What do you mean not natural? Like it's there's
like you've got help.
Sorry, hang on. hang on.
Don't even worry about it.
If it's not if protein powder's not natural, then definitely.
The
not.
Most awkward conversation I've seen Tommy have with Bowden is like when they first broached the subject, Tommy was like, so where do you get your protein?
Yeah. And then Bowden's like, I've got a guy. And Tom's like, can I come on a drive with you one day when you're going to get protein?
You don't need a guy anymore. Just buy Milo protein.
Yeah. Hey, Mum. Ask your mum when you go home. You're still living with her, right?
Yeah.
Add it to your shopping list. Hey, Mum, can you get me some of that Milo protein?
nice little drive by there. You're still living with her, right? all right. You guys do bloody aqua aerobics at Geelong Indoor Sports or
can
whatever.
Can you stop flexing? We get it.
I'm
your
not
elbows are huge.
My elbows.
Stop making your pecs dance.
When and you if guys, you keep doing Kegels in this office, I'm going to have to write up a report.
When you guys start putting in a bit of effort to improve yourselves, then you can talk to me, all right? The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical. It's actually not a surprise to anyone because that's what we do. It's Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Thursday-based game. And Beck from the newsroom is the quiz master. Morning, mate.
Hello. How are we all on a Thursday?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, feeling okay. Just keeping myself with a bit of a mirror, bit of a window between you guys. I'm just getting over a bit of a cold. You don't need those germs.
No, they're everywhere at the moment, aren't they?
I appreciate it. We need to be focused and locked in because we need to stop Loggy from clean sweeping the competitions this week, Tommy.
Yes, again, Loggy.
I know.
Don't say it like she does it all the time.
I'm on fire. literally.
Okay, Beck, tell us, is there a theme for lyrical headlines this week?
There is. Given that Falls Festival has announced this week that they're giving this year a bit of a rest, we're looking at artists that have performed at Falls in years gone past.
All right, amazing. So Loggy,
wide range toolkit.
How many years then, have you boys gone to Falls? How many times?
I would be a zero.
Zero.
How about you?
I'm also a zero.
How about you, love?
Three. It's not very much, but it's still better than nothing.
But they're all your mates. They're all your mates, like, so you could see your Winston surf shirt.
I wish they were.
Karanga Bang or whatever they're called.
Kurban.
Yeah, that kind of gear. Yeah. All right, Beck, well, if we don't know more than two of these, I'm cancelling the game,
no,
all right?
Fine, there's heaps of big names that play at Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've looked at big names and I'm sure Linging knows quite a few of these too.
Okay, all right.
Beauty, I'm
okay.
In the game.
And Tom, you will know them because you are the music king.
Flattery will get you everywhere. I'm back on board. Okay, Beck, you are going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we buzz in and get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom, Lee,
Loggy.
Okay, we're on fire So far, so good. Let's play lyrical headlines. Question number one sounds like this.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Welcome, strangers, to the show. I'm the one who should be lying low. Oh. Saw the knives out, turned my back, heard the train coming, stayed out on the track. In the middle of a dream.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, it's Paul Kelly.
Loggy, next.
No.
We're out.
Loggy,
go on. Now, go on,
that
go
on.
Dumb Things.
Oh,
yes. What a man. What a band.
Thank
what
you for the extra time there. I do appreciate it.
When you just got it in the back of your head, I go, I know this song.
Yeah. All right. That's 1 point to Lingy. Question number two, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Honey, you won't ever know how much I need you by my side. Promise you won't ever go. I won't take no from you this time. Baby, I've got you on my mind.
Yeah, okay.
I've got you on my mind. That's the name of it, I think, is Powderfinger.
I will take it. It is Baby, I've Got You on My Mind.
Good job, Lee.
Hey, this is good.
They're all your mates.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have gone to Falls a few times.
Yeah.
Well, best of three arrangement. That's a win for you, Lingy. But let's go another one. Question number three. Yeah,
come on. Let's do it. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It's a rainy afternoon in 1990, the big city. Geez, it's been 20 years. Candy, you were so fine. Beautiful, beautiful girl from the north. You
Tom,
burn my heart.
Is it Iggy Pop Candy?
Yes.
Have you seen this little bird that he keeps?
No.
Is it the Aussie one?
No.
Oh, Google it. It's great.
I'm surprised you're on board with that.
With Iggy?
With him keeping a bird.
Oh, it's for I Keep a Dog. It's the same.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, does the bird have free rein around the house?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go.
Yeah, the bird's living a good life.
All right.
Good on you, Tom.
That's 1 point to me and a win to you, Cameron Ling. Bravo.
Yes.
Well done, Lingy.
Thank you, Beck, for looking after me.
I was worried Tom might have just jumped in quite a few times, but you know.
Yeah, I was thereabouts for most of it, but I also have a lot going on this side of the desk, and that is my excuse. That I'm gonna run with.
Thanks,
Beck. We'll play again next Thursday.
Guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Dodgeball. It's happening, Dodgeball 2, the movie, and celebrate that. Tim and Jess and Ben have gotten around it in a very fun way, and they said, hey, let's play Dodgeball, and it's going to be after breakfast v. breakfast.
Yeah, they challenged us. Basically, that put to them, who would they want to play in Dodgeball? They said, oh, Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
Yeah.
And said it with so much, just it was dripping with condescension towards us.
Sorry. I love the way you described that. It's after breakfast versus breakfast. You wouldn't say breakfast versus the rest of the day?
No. Why? That's the same thing.
After breakfast versus breakfast.
Yeah.
No, go. That's fine.
That is fair. Because Ben's in there. Ben's there, Cameron Ling. Cameron Ling is our Cameron Ling.
Hence the rest of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why we were like, hey, all right, if we're going to do this, let's do it a bit fun, you know? I'm going to try and any excuse for a dress up, right? On this show, we love it.
Yeah. It's the only way you'll get me to do things. I mean, Tim and Jess have come in here, you know, they've been here, what, like sort of 8 months or so now, and they keep trying to get us to do stuff.
And you're like, I'll only do it if there's a costume, but it's different to anyone else's and it's see-through and it's sequined and it is very, very form-fitting. This time I said, no, you're going to go with the rest of the team.
Well, I like to bring my own costumes.
Can I say about why the only reason I would do it is if we win?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care. Like, you guys are talking about fun and enjoyment and everything like this and costumes and all of that. Also, get your game face on and get your brain sharp.
Is this what you do at the local footy club?
We are here to win.
Yeah.
Tim and Jess and Benny have challenged us. We accept that challenge and aim to destroy them. I hope that's where your heads are at.
This is what I love about this. Is part of the advantage that we get having Cameron Ling on our team.
Yeah.
Is he will give us an inspirational pep talk before the actual dodgeball game.
Under the threat of violence?
Who's given an inspirational speech out of Tim, Jess and Ben?
Well, you're normally the guy that does that, but you're on our team now.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I went to get your gear on, right?
Yep.
Great. They're in Ballarat, of course, but they're also right here down the street in Geelong.
Mercer Street, you'll find them.
So go and check them out. They have got so much stuff there, and Danny helped me choose. So it was up to me to choose three for our team.
Did you ask her if I'm allowed to vajazzle whatever you've got?
No, I did, and we just said, no, it's not about you.
Okay. I do remember in Dodgeball, the first movie, when they mistakenly got their uniforms and it was the...
BDSM.
Yeah. Let's hope it's none of that, please, Log.
No. Well, I did ask for that, but they said that you had previously hired that out for a spa party and you had
It couldn't be dry cleaned.
Okay. So first off, we've got some wigs.
Oh, yes.
All right. You're going to be a brunette. Best time of your life. And Tom, you're a mousy blonde.
Okay.
I'm going with the...
brunette mullet, though.
Yeah, we've got mullets. I'm going with the hardcore blonde.
Okay.
Warwick Kappa.
Pamela Anderson-style mullet, you might say.
That's the Wiz Kappa. Yes, and Tommy.
Then,
golden.
And then next, Cameron, this is yours. Beautiful purple silk.
Okay, but are they...
That looks like pyjamas or...
Are they performance uniforms? I want to be able to move. I want to be able to dodge, dip, duck...
Dive and dodge. And that's yours. We have...
I love the colours.
We have 80s style tracksuits.
So parachute material almost.
Parachute pants and parachute tops.
Picture the walking group of a 65 to 75 year old ladies living in Florida.
Yes. I love it.
That sort of get up.
That's what it is. I also have a bunch of
sweatbands
for our hands and our hands and everything. So we are going the 80s sport vibe. Tom, you look delicious.
Thank you.
Is this what Carlia saw back in the day?
Yeah, I was born to have long hair. I had long hair until I had no hair.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Joe Dirt.
It is a bit Joe Dirt, isn't it?
Actually, you are real. I mean, you've got the eyebrow ring, you've got the mustache, you've got the goatee. You are Joe Dirt.
Okay. I'm a little bit taller than David Spade, thank you.
Sure, Dan. okay. Yeah, so we're going with that. Are we happy with my costume choice?
I love the costume choices.
Okay,
I question the wigs just because of our ability to have high performance in the game.
No, but it's all a bit of fun and
not.
You've got headbands. You have headbands. It'll be all secured in place with a headband and out of your eyes. You know what's like running around with long hair and a little headband.
Yeah.
You're going to wear a little string headband.
No.
Yeah, we've got the sweatbands.
No, I never wore the string.
The string. Anyway, I have confirmed with Danny from Get Your Gear On that this is the only three-piece silky suit that was in the shops at that time.
Okay,
so because I got there first, those three have to come up with another concept of fitting together as a team.
Team outfits.
Okay, so we are going to look the good, therefore we have confidence, therefore we win the game.
Excellent. All right. Well,
love it.
You've put us in prime position, mate.
Yes.
Well done. Need an inspirational speech from you tomorrow.
Just win.
Okay.
Yep, feeling it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I'm scared I'm about to receive a little bit of feedback, some home truths, because on Sunday, Mother's Day, my wonderful in-laws came round for lunch. We had a great lunch together. And then the afternoon, an opportunity presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgy was out on the back deck chatting with her parents, having a great little catch up. The kids were outside playing whatever it was they were playing, basketball, footy, whatever. The couch was empty. The room was warm. The footy was on the TV. and I thought, there's a great napping spot. So I had a nap. Is it okay to just snatch a little nap on a Sunday afternoon when the in-laws are visiting, or should I have been sitting out there on the back deck having a chat?
All right, well, we're going straight to Crackers from Connawarri. Crackers, sounds like you might be with Lingy on this one.
100%. It sounds like an identical day. Kids to the beach, got a beautiful high tea, bottle of champagne, kicking the footy, basketball, and again, warm room, nice couch, and I had a nice little kip, so I'm with you, Lingy.
Good work,
Crackers. You had a Mother's Day kip as well.
I did. It was a big day. It's in the 1%ers, doing all the hard yards, and thought, you know what, I'll have 5 minutes to myself.
What was the feedback after you woke up?
You can probably imagine, to be honest. Not great.
You guys had very similar days.
Yes. Fantastic, Crackers. Thank you for that one. What about Azza in Hamlin Heights? Azza, surely you're on my side on this one.
I am. I've got two boys that are 16 and 19 now. I've raised them some kids by myself. And if it's one thing I've learned, if you get a spare minute to just go and have some me time, take it.
Take the nap where you can.
This is good support.
Bit of me time.
Yeah, Loggy's hating this support for me right now.
Maybe. I haven't given you my thoughts, mate. And you know me, I'm quite the napper.
Well, we had people call, so it doesn't matter what you think or what I think. It matters what Olivia thinks, though. Morning from Bannockburn. Olivia, what do you reckon? You on Lingy's side?
I'm on Lingy's side too, yeah.
Oh, Liv, thank you.
The relationship that you build over time with family and in-laws, you should feel comfortable enough to be able to go and sneak off and do that.
Yes.
If they really loved you like a son, yeah, then they would allow you to do that. Isn't that right, Olivia?
Yeah.
How much did you pay Tom for that? That
was brilliant, Tommy. Do you know what also gives me the confidence? What? Occasionally, my father-in-law, Rick, sneaks off to the other room, puts the golf on, and has a nap himself. So I know there's that sort of relationship.
I'm just getting this mental image of sort of Christmas, maybe Boxing Day, sort of a seafood lunch, and then mid to late afternoon, Dodsy walks into the rumpus room or whatever, and you and her dad are just big spoon, little spoon in front of the cricket. Yeah?
Yeah, just a little siesta.
Yeah, keeping it in the family.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.